He has another ribui. The pasuk says oy beged. So drashu my oy beged dechsiv b'shrotzim. It says in the parash of shrotzim, another parash in the Torah. Up until now, we're talking about parashas negoyim. That's the nega. A spot comes on the beged. The nega is matama the begodim. There's another parash in the Torah about shrotzim. If a sheretz touches a beged, since the sheretz is nav hatumah, it's matama the beged. The beged becomes a rishon hatumah. So in the parash of shrotzim, the Torah says oy beged. An extra ribui. Rashi chesiv b'shrotzim oy ribuyu. An extra word oy says may oy beged. So Mother Tanya beged. It says in the parasha of shrotzim beged is only yellow beged shloisha shloisha. I would think only a beged means it was three tefachim by three tefachim. B'shar begodim inayin. How do we know even shar begodim? Talmud loyma oy beged. It says oy beged. So you see what? That beged means it was three tefachim by three tefachim. And stam beged could mean wool and flax. It says the word oy beged that even shar materials also have a tumah. Has a be is three tefachim by three tefachim, even shar materials is also makabel tumah by sheretz. So even though this pasuk is only talking about a sheretz, according to Rav, there's no chiluk. Once you see in the parsha of Shrotzim, it's Makabel Tumah, who will then be in the parsha of the Goyim also? If you'll have a Negi now on your beggar that's three tzvachim by three tzvachim, there'll be a Tumas Negi also. Shrashi, Tanya like a sinan, oh, you're not going to see it. Vaita, V'yabaya Zatgimor, V'abaya, Hayoi Begit Mayobidle, what does Abaya do with the word I begit? According to Abaya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds only wool and flax, nothing else is Makabel Tumah. So what do I need a rebo for? I beg it for. So it's going to be boyalei l'raboy sholosh al sholosh b'tzemru pishtin d'metame b'shrotzim. So the Baya, I think I need an extra riboy that even the pash of shrotzim, where not a neger comes upon the beged, but just the sheret touches the beged, I need a chiddush to say even though the beged is only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's only sholosh al sholosh at boyis, still it's Makabel Tumah. As I would think, it's not kamash on the riz. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. For Rava says no. Goli Rachmona Gabi Negoyim. The Torah already said this chiddush by Negoyim. We had a posik v'ha begid to say in the parasha of Negoyim where you're holding by wool and flax. That's the ikka begid in the Torah. Even though the begid is only gimel at zboyis, but gimel at zboyis, it's makabel tumas Negoyim. So Rava says once I know that chiddush and tumas Negoyim, who are then tumas shrotzim? Who would then now if a sheret goes and touches this beggar, even though the beggar is only Gimelet's boys, but Gimelet's boys, it's Makabel Tumah. Like, what's the difference between Parshas Negoyim and Parshas Shrotzim? So Rabbi said, I don't need the extra pasuk oy beggar in the Parshas Shrotzim to tell me, even though the wool is Gimelet's boys. Pshita, once it's Makabel Tumah's Negoyim, Gimelet's boys, who would then have Tumah's Shrotzim also? Therefore, Rav says, what does the pasuk say, oy beged for, in the parasha of Shrotzim, to tell me that shar begodim, katin, is also makabel tumah. Abi is gimel a three tvachim by three tvachim. So Rav says, Rav, goli rachmon agab negoyim. The Torah says, by negoyim, who are in the Shrotzim? The exact same svar applies by Shrotzim. Since it's made out of wool or flax, even though it's only three etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, havad it's makabel tumah. So what's makabel tumah by negoyim? Who are then by shrotzim? Therefore, Rava says the extra word oy may oy beged is someone tell me other material. So Rashi goli rachmona b'negoyim. The rebiya min v'abeged, like we had before. The pasuk says v'abeged. Then even though it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, makabel tumah negoyim. So Rava, who are then the shrotzim? The chiv on the chtiv v'abeged, since it says the word beged by shrotzim and by negoyim ki hosam minay yafin v'vinyanav. Just like the beged by the pash of negoyim means even though it's only gimel at zboyis, who are then the word beged by shrotzim also means only beged, it's only gimel at gimel. So more of Abaya says no. For Abaya yikla mifra, Abaya says he can't learn out pasha shrotzim from pasha's negoyim. Mal in negoyim sheken shesi v'yerev matamo behem. There's a new chiddush akroh in the pashas of negoyim we had before that if a negev comes upon a raw material, you just shesti v'yerev, you just put it in the womb and you started to make a cross and up in a cross. You just made the raw material and then a negev goes and that material is makabel tumah. In the pashas of shrotzim you don't have the chiddush. If a sheretz touches such a raw material, it's not makabel tumah. It's in the pasha of shrotzim, the Torah's davka says a beged. A beged means a full cloth, a finished clothing, something you could wear. So therefore, since in the Pashas of Nishrotzim, if you daf me the Beged, look, the Baya can't learn out Shrotzim from the Goyim. I'll tell you maybe only by the Pashas of the Goyim, the Torah says, even though it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's Makabal Tumah. That's because you see Chumris, even Chesiv Erev is Makabal Tumah's Negoyim. Ma'ashen came for Sheretz, touching the beggar that only has Chesiv Erev, is not Makabal Tumah. So therefore, I was in Kuavdin, if the beggar is so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe it's not Makabal Tumah's Shrotzim either. Kamashma extra posik mioi beged, you need a new rebu in the pasha of Shrotzim, that of a sheretz touches a beggar that's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it's also makabel tumah. That's a bayis svara. So you need an extra posik in the pashas of Negoyim, an extra posik in the pashas of Shrotzim. But they're all only talking about wool and flax. That's out of bayim. It is not made out of wool or flax, other material, has no kabbalah tumah at all. So the more of a iduch, what is Rav hold? Rav says, no, if you Abai is right, that there'll be a chilek that Negoyim is more chomer, because you see the Torah's Matama Shesiv Erev. So only Negoyim has 3 by 3, and not Shrotzim. Or Bazoi Lichter Rachmona Gavi Shrotzim. Tanit Rav, let the Torah only say the Chiddush of Oy Beged by Shrotzim. That if a sheretz touches a beged, a woolen beged, that's even only 3 inches by 3 inches of a kabel tumah, for less than the goyim minayu, or bezoy, once the terrorist said the chiddush by shrotzim, I would know the goyim the kabel chaimah, because the goyim has a mechumadikadin, because the terrorist says by the goyim a chiddush, if only a neged comes upon the shasti berim, it's also a kabel tumah. So I see the goyim is more chumah than sheretz. So the terrorist just saying the same chiddush from both pashas, Tanit Ravam, that the Torah just said the Chiddush in the Pasha Shrotzim, that even though it's only Gimel Etzboyit, it's Mekabel Tumah. And the Melai would know the Goyim from it. Why is the Torah stayed in both Pashas? That's Rav's Chiddush to tell me that even Shar Begodim, if it's Gimel Et Tvachim, a Gimel Tvachim, it's Mekabel Tumah. That's Rav's for. V'idach, Vosalt Abaye, Negoyim Eshrotzim Layasi. Abaye says, no, that's not a good svara. You're true, I can't learn out one from the other. Let's say the Chiddush by Shrotzim, that's a Kal B'Gedin. So Mela Kal B'Chayma, I would know Negoyim is a Kamakabu Tumah, even though the beggar's only Gimel that's supposed to Gimel that's voice. So Abaye, no, there's no svara, Layasi. The Ikal Amirfech, I find other Chumris by Shrotzim over Negoyim. Mal Shrotzim Shkei Metana B'Chadosha. How big does the sheretz, this creature, have to be? If it could only be as small as the size of a chadosh, a mamash, a lentil, a small bean. If a bug is that small and has a din sheretz on it, it's matamayu. Mashain came by negoyim, there's a shear of chadosh, there's a shear of kagris. How big does the nega have to be on the begum? It has to be a bigger shear. So the Torah would have said this chumra by Shrotzim, that if a sheretz touches a beggar gimel 3 inches by 3 inches of makabel tumah, I would not know pashas negoyim, because sheretz has a chumra to it. Sheretz has a chumra, even though the sheretz is so small, the size of a small lentil, it's matama. Mashenkin negoyim doesn't have that. So Drashi, bichadosha the Drashi, unegoyim bein in kegris. Mashenkin negoyim nega goes upon a beggar. How big does this spot have to be in the beggar? It has to be the size of a gris. That's a much bigger shear, the shear of a dime or a nickel. That is the shear, the same shear by need that we have. But yes, on the kigris. Mashenkein, shrotzin, you have even though it's only the shears of a chadosh, it's matama. So thus out, Abaye killing out one from the other. So therefore Abaye says both ribuyin in the pasha of shrotzin, oy begin, and the pasha of vehabeg and the pasha of negoyim, have both come to tell me the exact same chiddush. That even though the begin is a small, as 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis, only 3 inches by 3 inches, still it's makabel tumah. But I need the chiddush of both pashis, because the killer not one from the other. Each one has a chumra to it. Negoyim has a chumra. The Torah says even a shesiv erev has makabel tumah, and shrotzim has a chumra that even though a sheretz is only the small size of a lentil, still it's matama. So I kill not one pasha from the other pasha. By the Amar Abaye, so the Abaye now high town of the Rebbe Yishmael. This town of the Rebbe Yishmael here, it says claw. That whenever the Torah says the word beged, it only means flax or tzemer or wool, nothing else. Zoktematik they go fakert meidah ton of the Rebbe Shmuel from another learning that was learned in the Beis Medrash of the Rebbe Shmuel. If shat was there were two tamidim there, and one learned from the Rebbe Yazoi and one learned from the Rebbe Yazoi, but the two tanoim came out of ton of the Rebbe Shmuel still with the kalochis. What's this halacha? The Tani the Rebbe Shmuel, the Tanoim set over from the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Shmuel. Beged, the Torah says in the Parsha of Beged, is only yellow Beged Semu Pishtim. Poshet, what does a clothing mean? If it's made out of wool or made out of flax. Minayin l'rabbi sema gemalim. How do I know if you have wool made out of camels? It's camels here. But semer anovim. Or else anovim is a rabbit. Rabbit here. Or else noit seshalizim. The hair comes out of goats. Goats here. The ashiroyim is a type of silk. The aklak, the asrikim, also different type of silks we had before. I don't know, all these begod, the materials, have a shame beged to it. Talmud loyma oy beged. The Torah says in the word, pashtas ashirotzim oy beged. That's how Torah Yishma Klor. You don't have to have a material made from wool or flax. No, oy beged is a ribu. All different types of materials also have a shame beged. But does like Tavaya, this Torah of Rabbi Shmuel is the to the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel before. Before Torah of Rabbi Shmuel said by Negoyim, Begid means Dafka, wool or flax, nothing else. And this Torah of Rabbi Shmuel holds Klo, no. Begid means any type of material is called a Begid. Trashi Mafik Mida, Kloimer. Moitzihu Misvaris Idach Tana. He goes for care from the other Tana. The Polagalei, the Ashkechon, the Marbe, Sharbe, God, Mutumashrotzim. As this Tana of Rabbi Shmuel holds that for Tumah Shrotzim, all type of the godim is makabel Tumah from Asheris. And Asheris touches it, it's Matamrit. Shel Izim Zatrashi, Korah, Noitza, why is it called Noitza? Why is the hair of Izim, of goats, called Noitza? Al Shem, Shem Goizim, Noitza, Ela Mertim. You don't shear it off like you do wool. Wool you shear off. But as you can hear, you pull it out, you murder it, you pull out the whole hair. That's what's called Noitza. Noitza using it like feathers. His feathers of a bird, you pull out the whole feather. As who had in the Ezim by goats, the method was pulling out the whole hair. That's why it's called Noitza Shalizim. Yes. Rav Oma, good, so that's what I said, because the stira in Torah of Rabbi Yishmael. When the Torah says Deged, what does Deged mean? Agav, this is the Machlekes also, Shal Alocha, which one of these two we hold like? Now, if you mean it to us, is a beged of tzitzis. You're supposed to wear tzitzis. It depends what does beged mean. Like the first time, the Rabbi Shmuel, you only have a chiyuv midiraisa to put on tzitzis, a beged made out of wool, if it's, or else flax. But if it's made out of cotton, then there's no chiyuv midiraisa to wear tzitzis. It's only midirabbanan the chiyuv to wear tzitzis. If we look at the second time, the Rabbi Shmuel, even cotton is also nichla b'chal the word beged. So if you wear a beged made out of cotton, you'll also be mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa. This is a shaila and psak, how we pass him. The mishbruah's mashmud is a chshivis of wearing a woolen beged for tzitzis. Because wool yizichim a kind of mitzvah deraisa. It was only made out of cotton, it's a shaila, but it's a mitzvah deraisa not. In B'nai Brak, the minig ha-gruah is that they wear cotton begodim. They wear cotton tzitzis. So you do with the gruah himself, where his tzitzis were made out of cotton. It's like a shaila why he did it. Different shot than why he did. Some learn from Sivaita that he paskins, like the man the Yoma, that even Shar Begodim is also Mechuyi Midirais and Tzitzis. Therefore, Katan is also Mechuyi Midirais and Tzitzis. Some say not. Some Achrenim say that Pshaf from the Gerua was that the Gerua a whole day used to wear a Talas Godel. So the Talas Godel was Zichim made out of wool. So he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa by Talas Godel. He also wanted to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Midirabonin. So if he wouldn't wear a hat of a talus cotton, also made out of wool, it also would have been a mitzvah deraisa. So if Gadavka wore a talus cotton made out of cotton, could enter Makai the mitzvah of the rabbonim. That's what some say Pshat in the Gerua. But it's told these two mandiyavim here that what's mechuyev in deraisa, what's called the begging deraisa. So Shaila, how we passing? Right, Rav Omar, Rav says no. Ki les le lahach tonan the Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begodim sholosh al sholosh. When does the first son of Rabbi Shmuel hold that Shar Begodim don't have a shame beged, that's only weird Shalosh al Shalosh? Marshen Ken Shloish al Shloisho. But if the beged made out of cotton is three tvochim, by three tvochim, Islay. So Rabbi wants to miyashim now. Rabbi wants to say there's no student to tell Rabbi Shmuel the most emes. If the beged is only 3 inches by 3 inches. So the mother can't be a terrace for Rabbi. For Rav, who the Yom Rav was the one before that made a chilek between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. For Rav, who the Yom Shloisha, a beged made out of different material, that's three tefachim by three tefachim, b'shar begodin, the Reb Shimon ben Elazar Islay. He learns that's the chiluk only because Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds other materials is makabel tumun. Abul Tana the Reb Yishmael Leslay. But Rava said, according to the Tana the Reb Yishmael, even shar materials, even though the beggar is three tefachim by three tefachim, it has no kabbalas tumun. You see, Rava says, according to the Tana Reb Yishmael, shar begodim has no tumun at all, even though it's gimel tefachim and gimel tefachim. And the Gemara one teretz says, Hodeh bei Rava mehi. You have to say now Rava was chayzer. Has that Rava heard two Torah of the very Yishmuels? He didn't want to make a stira between both of them. So mainly was chayzer said there's no stira. But the first Torah of the very Yishmuel is talking about a beggar that's only 3 inches by 3 inches. Then you don't need wool or flax. That's the chiddush in the parasha of Tzemer or Pishtim, even 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. That another parasha of Oy HaBegid, that's marvel by Shrotzim, even Shar Begodim, how to turn Rabbi Shmuel, that's talking about with 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. If the Begid is 12 inches by 12 inches, then it has Tumma all other Begodim. So the Enchlam and Rav was Chayzer now. For your boy, you say, another Terech says, no, Rav is not Chayzer. No, this last Pshat, for Hora Papa Omra, this last Pshat that says there's no seal in turn of Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rav that said it, but it's Rav Papa. But you do a Rav, Rav Papa became the Rosh Yeshiva after Rav was Nifta. His Rav Papa took over Rav's Yeshiva. Well, it's not so shred to say. First they thought Rav said it. They thought the old Rosh Yeshiva said it. And then it came out, no, it was only Rav Papa, less Rosh Yeshiva that said it. So the more should be the Rav Papa Omar. Because Rav Papa said, Av koil lasuya klayim. There's an extra word, kol, is lasuya klayim. For the what? If you have klayim, if you have klayim. For the, even by shar begodim, for the more klayim beedyik sivbei loy silbei shatnei semru pishtin yachtav. You can't say that klayim applies to other materials also, because klayim is the one thing that according to everybody, the Torah says klo. What's called klayim? Edavka shat semru pishtin yachtav. The issa klayim is not to have flax and wool together. You can't say other material also has klayim. That zikha klayim is only semru pishtin. So the more sakot atechamina. Hani mili derek levisha. That's maybe only if you put klayim on derek levisha. If you have a beged made out of wool and flax and you wear it, that's the issa of klayim. Avo bahalo. But if you throw it on top of you, like you have like a raincoat, or you're just throwing it on top of you, maybe cold tray mini osin. There's a havmin to say any two type of materials is osin. Hey, it's interesting. For levisha, wearing it, that's a bigger hano. You don't need semro pishtim, flax and wool. But maybe if Allah is throwing something on top of you, any two minim. For the Gemara, that can't be. For Lav Kalvachayim, isn't there a Kalvachayim? Or Ma Levisha. Madach, when you take this jacket or shirt and your mom is wearing it, Yav Hanor. That's the Ika, is the Klayim. Ma Levisha. To call this Hani Kule Gufay. Your whole Guf is having a tremendous Hanor, me Klayim. Oh, Martha, still we say, what's the if the client of Ketzem or Pishtim only can't wear wool and flax together in? Midi Achrin Eloi, anything else has to do with the client? Is Achrin Eloi, hello? Just on throwing a beggar on top of you. Lekoshkei, Navada Zakabachayma. There can't be an Isser, other materials, only Ketzem or Pishtim. So tomorrow, El of the Rapapa Bedusi. And Achtam, your pup is wrong. So they made a mistake. I mean, he didn't say it, maybe, but that's wrong. So Avada, by Klayim, you can't say Shar materials is Chayib Klayim. Avada, it's only Samuel Pishtun has an Issa Klayim. But Koponim and Rava, about the Papa wanted to say it, so the Teretz before, that Shar Begodim that has Gimel Tfachim, and Gimel Tfachim could be when the country of Papa. So Drash Yochi gets in him. To have Papa Omar, Av Kol Asuyi Klayim, Av Koil, the tona the reisha the kamar af kol begodim stam semu pishtim lav lufrushe begodim stumim the tumakoi. It's not coming to explain what a beggar means by the pasch of tuma osam the bishar tuma vade mitamu shar begodim avadra popol shar begodim has a tuma to it the israbim yoy beggar we know the ribu yoy beggar el lufrushe beggar ama beklayim stam. The Rapapa's only come to explain when the Torah says by klayim, you can't wear a beged, what does it mean? A beged klayim shatnis. Hilkot Rapapa, lemape kaitane milsa. According to Rapapa, there's no stirrus of Tutan of Rabbi Shmuel. Dai ton of ahach peruka de seifa iu amram. Volav itma kuli amale alibu de rov, it's not rovam, the mafleg ben gimel a gimel, lishtoisha shloisha. El hochi itma. Rapapa roma lemape kaitane midichtan. Rapapa says there's no stirrus. The yav kol asuya klayim. The chihevi mukminin lo kerova have itzaruch lefluga. You have to say a machlokes. the chivan av kol to mashrotzim nami yosa. Akor av kol lematino mishal shashol. So I can do the goyim. But the gemara says, "Oh, I'm going." Here's that's what we're coming out though. That according to Rapopo though, you can miyashir this. No theory. I'm talking about Rabbi Shmuel that one is talking about three yetz boys by three yetz boys that you only have by semer pishtim. And the second time Rabbi Shmuel that says no, even shar materials have a tumah. That's dafka where it's gimel tfachim and gimel tfachim. And that yad ribur ma'oy beged from shrotzim. So more. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Omer. Av koil, what does the av koil come and teach us? Last three yetzitis. Come to tell us the parsha of Titus.